when simen yud sit ches kafa shehi psucha beinyan sheyesh la arba knafos. Now this kafa was a beged which theoretically should be chayiv betzitzis. That means it was psucha on both sides, and theoretically it should be chayiv betzitzis. And he didn't want to put on tzitzis on this beged. So im yikbu bo ashtringe la asoisa kistuma. Now, if he will attach the two sides of the beged to make that the two sides should be attached, kidei lepoitcha mitzitzis, so he wants to attach the both sides with different eifanim, but al kaponim, they'll be now attached, the beged will be worn in such an eifan that the two sides are attached. Aine moyel tikin zem leitia kavua machatzi olka ulemato lechol apoches. That it will only help if he makes sure that machatzi olka lemato lechol apoches. That means, let us say, if the beged is, this is the tzura of the beged, so we take from the top of the beged mechatzi olko ulamato. That means so he starts from the top of the beged, he goes down to the half of the beged, and then he goes ulamato, he goes a little lower. So that means he will attach the two sides of the beged, that roiv of the beged is attached. That means he doesn't want to wear tzitzis on this beged. So it will only help if it'll attach roiv of this beged from the top to lamata mechatzi olko l'chol apoches, number one. The number two, v'gam shetiyah kavua lamata mechadoel. That means, let's say he's wearing this beged and he's wearing a belt over the chelik of the beged which is attached. So that means when I look underneath the belt, I see the split, it's open. The belt alone, I don't know what's underneath the belt. So now let us just see. So this beged, the way he's wearing the beged is as follows. Once he's perhaps on top, it's attached together, but that's not roiv of the beged. Then we have the belt, which is covering a chelik of the beged, and underneath the belt, it's open. It's open. So a person looking at him wearing the beged only sees that the top, which is a miyut of the beged, is attached together. The belt doesn't help the situation, and for all practical purposes, underneath the belt, it's open already. And underneath the belt, it's also open. So this person looks at him, he looks like a very choshev yid, and he's wearing a beged without tzitzis, so there's a problem of marasayim. So in order for us to avoid this problem, we tell him, Rabid, make sure after the belt, it should be connected further down, so people will be able then to understand that roiv of the beged is mechuba. That means it should be attached underneath the belt. Laman, the roiv of the beged, which is attached, roiv hanira leinayim. Dim leikain, because if you won't do like this, yosem yishum marisai. Now let us see. Mr. Brura Ashtringe, who dover hamechaber tzodei habeged achas al achas. Yeah. There is something that attaches the two sides of the beged. We'll elaborate a little next Sif Cotton. So Memele, so since it's attached now, so therefore, now the beged is potum in a tzitzis. Lasoisa kistuma. So here we see, if we attach the two sides of a begit, it can become stuma. V'lachein, therefore, if it's the other way around, let's say that he wants to wear a talus cotton, and for some reason he wants to attach the two sides of the talus cotton, so then he could passel the talus cotton by attaching it. L'chein ein lasis betalus cotton krosim lamata mechetshoi, that these krosim should attach up from beneath half of the talus, tavi kisosum. V'hu shen nechfofim mo'id roshei hakrosim l'tad ha'sheni, sheine yochel atiram el al yedei maise, the bezech shivi chibur gomu, hein l'nyin kloim vein l'nyin titzis, avulav ochi lechoshev chibur al yedei ze. Now let's just understand what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. Sometimes you can attach two sides of a beged. Let's say you have a hook and an eye, so you put the eye into the hook and it's attached. That's attached. Now, how it could open it up very easily. You pull it out again. It's not such a big deal. Sometimes you'll attach the eye to the hook, and then you'll press down on the hook. That now you can't flip it out again. Now it's attached. What?
As a clasp,
yeah. And now you need a maaser you can't slip it out. So the Mishnah Berurah is telling us guidelines. The guidelines are that what the Mechaber is speaking about, that attaching makes it, or which we're attaching it with a hook and eye or something like that, that is only if after it's attached, you cannot slip it open. Then it's called, and you need a maaser to schlep it out. That's called it's attached. If the maaser, you can slip it out, so then that doesn't have a din of attached. It will not patter from tzitzis. It's not, there won't be a problem. Snaps, so you can also, well, you don't need the whole mice to open up a snap. A snap is considered, well, they bring down buttons. A button also is not considered attached. Something that you hear a mice, that means was mama's pressed down on the hook was pressed down on the eye, and you have to go and first lift up the hook in order to be able to slip out of the eye from the hook. Then that's called a chibur. Yeah. So he says, so al kaponim, we just said over here, we are attaching the two here, this kafah, we want bedavke not to put tzitzis on it. So he said, so you, when one sees the beged, one has to realize that roiv of the beged is attached, and that's why underneath the chagur, underneath the belt, you should also see that the beged is still attached one side to the other. There will also be a problem with marasai. So now there's a muyudike Mr. Brugge here. Vahoylech betalus cotton tomi tachas begodov. A person who wears his talus cotton underneath his begodov. Vahakshu hoylech b'shusa raten hu betnei. When he wears the talus cotton, no one sees the talus cotton. So Memele, so now if no one sees it, so there's no problem of Marasayim. Yesh lahatel loshach b'zeh Marasayim, so then there's no Issa Marasayim. That means that it's very interesting that since there are two oifanim of wearing a talus cotton, underneath the begodim or over the begodim, so if his minig is to wear it underneath the begodim, so by his levisha, we look at each person and his oifen levisha separately. And if by his levisha, no one sees how he's being levish to beget, so there's no problem. Sif tes, haknafayim, the corners of cotton, atalus godol, tov shiyu mulubois, v'loi shiyu agulois. The corners should be square and not round. Shimiru bois, So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Dain igu nikra konef." If it's round, it's not called a corner. A corner means a square corner. Now there are different the chalukei dayos. When is it called round? It's a shear. Others say it's very interesting. The interesting. Al-Hashulchan says that the circumference of the round chalik should be 3 tfachim. That's called round. The Noches Chabeinu, they bring from others that hold 3 etzbois. And from the Chazanish, they say, if it looks round, then it's round. Some are a smaller shear. If it looks round, then that's called round. Some of the smaller shears also called round. Sifyud. Mitznefes petula. Mitznefes is a hat, and this was a person wore a hat with 4 corners. A 4-cornered hat. It's a 4-cornered hat. So he has a hat with 4 corners. So he should put it on the 4 corners. So the reason you don't put tzitzis there is because it's a ksus ha-roish and not a ksus ha-guf. Al-alba kanfeis kisuscho asher techasebo. So the beged, which the Torah was mechayev to put tzitzis on, is a beged that covers the guf. This beged, it's a 4-cornered hat, but it's a ksus ha-roish, not a ksus ha-beged, not a ksus ha-gut. Fine. That's the first halacha. Mitznefes p'tula. Va'afilu shel artzeis ha-mayrov. Now, in artzeis ha-mayrov, sheshnei rosher mushlochim al kispeyem v'gufo. Now, in artzeis ha-mayrov, they had a hat that was as follows. That means that in the front there was the 2 corners of the hat. But in the back of the hat was attached to the 2 corners in the back a beged. And the beged draped over his shoulders and covered his guf. So that means when I put on the hat, I am theoretically covering my head and my goof, because this chalik drapes over, like perhaps the turbans of the Arabs that in the back they have it drapes over and covers them. So I have over here, this is a hat which covers the goof. So I have 2 tzitzis here, 2 tzitzis in the back. So l'chayre, what's with this? So that's the chiddush. Afilu shel arfei samayret. These hats of the Arzeis HaMayre, Sheshnei Rosheu Mushlochim, the 2 other sides of the hat, so there's material attached to it, Mushlochim Al Kispeyem V'Gufam, so the 2 other sides cover the shoulders and the guf. V'Afal Pishem Iskasa Bo Roishai V'Rubai. So when I put on this hat, I'm covering my head and roiv gufoy. That's what it does. Potter. Kivin sheikra lechaseis haroish. The main purpose of this is to cover the head. The ksus chamachman of the ksus haroish. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. That means that's the main purpose. This is also, that means when they put out this hat, so I'm assured if there'll be a wind in the back, I'm cut. So this hat comes with there is milus of this hat. I put out the hat, so I have this chalik of the beged, which is attached to the hat, which covers the goof. But that is not the ikka purpose of the hat. The purpose of that is to cover the head. Now, it comes with this milo also, that it covers a chelek of the goof. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Kimin sheikra heichen loy mitchila rak b'shvil kisei haroish. The ikar is for kisei haroish. So memela, if that's the main purpose of this beged, it comes with a bonus. It covers that also, but that's not the purpose of the beged. The main purpose is a hat with added my list, so that is called, that is not called the Shaguf, it's called the Lich. The Lich is Lich, and but the Lich is okay. A Torah, now that we made a Torah to Alex, about all for you, but very hush of him. Malbush, Shikran, till the Kisi. Not that chat is that this talus is a covering for the Rosh, and it also covers Elam Yishum Heker, Hatzitzis Al Yainim Lehis Chalfulamata. The purpose of the Atari is not that we should have a silver tova on the Rosh. No, we want to find which is the front of the talus, which is the top of the talus, which is the bottom of the talus. And just like by the Mishkan, there was a Seder Keresh Shezocha Letzofen, near Betzofen. That means by the Karshei HaMishkan, if one of the Kroshim was designated to be in a more choshev place, so it remained there. So if we have in a talus the Rosh and the Rosh talus and the bottom of the talus, so the Rosh talus is more choshev. So in order to remember and to recognize which is the Rosh talus and which is the Tachtis talus, so therefore, they make that Torah. But that Torah is only as is used as a simon to show which is the Rosh HaTalus. But this Torah does not make it a Ksus HaRosh. It's a talus with an Torah that's showing which the Rosh HaTalus is. Says it's a top door, so you turn it upside down. So the whole thing is not, it's a hiddur, but I'll kapon him, so it's not, not me ikre tashmishe atalas. And Simon Ches is not too keen on this. That means he holds it's preferable. He says, why does silver and gold come into a talus? A talus is a talus shel tzemach. So he's not too keen. Now Gavuchi explains something else, which is also not too keen. But Al Kapono will understand, perhaps, the Rebbe Sheminik. He says, let's make a talus. And so then, wait, no, so my talus, so the talus goes up. The talus up. The talus is more choshev than the whole talus, so it becomes like that. He counts it with the talus. So it says, for others make, and we'll see by the lot of the Rebbe Shittah,